And he put such a big hole in there, I said, hey, stop. And before I could get him stopped, he had this door and that door with holes in it about that big. And I said, just don't touch anything else. Just stop right where you are. So I called Stephen. I called for Tally Moore. I said, Tally, come down here. So he came down, and I said, look at these holes. And so he said, well, that's the reason we don't like to do any more work like this, because we can't get the right kind of help. And he told that boy, don't touch him anymore. Mm-hmm. And he said, the only thing I know is to put those square things on to cover up those holes. So that's what we did, and put the lock in those.
It's really not noticeable.
But, of course, by that time, Stanley was sick, and he didn't know what the score was then. So,
was he sick for quite a while?
He was sick 2 years, and then I had him in the hospital for a week, and then I had him in Hill Haven from 23rd of December till the 16th of February, and he died.
Well, going back here for a minute, when you lubricate the car, what do you use?
Lord, I never lubricated the car in my life. I wouldn't know where to start. I know. My husband used to ask me sometimes, well, he always kept the car in good order, you know, and he vacuumed that car every week. He lived with a little hand vacuum and kept the upholstery clean, because we got this one just in 68, and he died in 72. And long about that time, I couldn't see on account of cataracts, you know, and we didn't drive much, and the doctor grounded him. He couldn't drive. And because he was having little accidents, I have a man that looks after my car. I'm in this George that was here the other day. He had gone over it from front to back, inside and out, and it runs like a top now. Now, he's working for this boy that went in the hospital today.
You have to kind of take over there.
Now, see those paintings there?
Yes.
Did you notice those in the wall in the dining room?
Yes, I did.
Well, now, that was Stanley's cousin, and she worked for Vogue magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Way back yonder years ago, because she's up in the 80s now, but that was when she was around 20, 22 years old. And every one of those paintings have letters. She'd write letters, and then she'd paint on the front. And then I'd frame them. So that's all her handwork. And she drew the styles in the Vogue magazine, the suits and dresses and things like that. And that's what Dee Dee started out doing for the Atlanta Journal.
She likes to do things like that too.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, when you're working out in your kitchen, what do you wear over your dress?
An apron that covers me. I like the aprons that you put your arms in and has a hook in the back and covers you all over. A lot of times I use a barbecue apron because we used to barbecue a lot in the backyard, and I gave my barbecue table to Ann, this real good friend of mine, and she's done so much for me. I gave her my barbecue table and chairs, and the covers that went with them had a tablecloth, and then the pads for the